You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around.
Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to give you some Birthday Squad t-shirt ideas that don't cost a whole lot of money. Now, if you listen to any of our content here on the WDFA podcast, you know that we are huge believers in unique, creative artwork, also known as royalty-free artwork. So instead of beating a dead horse about where to go get your royalty-free artwork, let's talk a little bit more about what you're going to do when you actually get to these websites. Now, when you get to a royalty-free artwork website, you need to think about, why are you actually there? So for today's example, we're talking about Birthday Squad t-shirt ideas. So let's think about this. If it's someone's birthday, what type of t-shirts can you make them? One, you can stick in the world of that person's likes and dislikes. Dislikes can be used to create humorous shirts. Likes can be used to create loving shirts. Bowling, fishing, golfing, whatever it may be, cooking. You can also start thinking about ideas such as themes and decades. For example, if somebody's born in the 80s, there's a very distinct style for the way the 80s looked like. And you can go on these stock photography sites, these royalty-free sites, and look up 80-themed artwork and use that for your custom t-shirt. Same thing goes for the 70s, same thing goes for the 60s. You don't have to just be limited to the decade the person was born in. Maybe it was the peak of their life that you want to kind of celebrate. That is going to work really well for you because you'll be able to find the decade that is of importance or of relevance for this person's birthday, and you will be able to get artwork that looks just like that decade. The 60s would be groovy, the 70s would be styling, the 80s would be rebellious, the 90s would be attitude. It will be great. So when you're thinking about all these different ways that you can get your birthday squad together, that's how I want you to start thinking. Think about, how do you create something so unique that someone's going to want to keep that shirt for the long haul, not just for the short term? If you have any questions, my name is Raj, and this has been the world of WDFA, and we are more than happy to answer them for you. Until next time.